Yes, you're listening to Law and Gospel Live on this November the 9th in the year of our Lord 2016. I know some of you might be thinking, maybe I have some words about the election. Wes Reimnitz and I tomorrow may be talking about that. But today we have a wonderful group here. It's at a church that I've been helping out with, Trinity Lutheran Church in Orchard Farm. And we have a number of students who are going to be answering some questions that we have for them. This is the confirmation class that I teach. And so the first question I'm going to ask is, they just had a test on the Ten Commandments with the meaning, and everyone did very well, because at Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm, they actually start teaching the catechism when you're in grade 2, and just the regular commandments, etc., and then they start with the meanings in grade 3. So they know them well, but we're going to make another point. So the first thing I would like these students to say together is, I'm going to ask them the question, what is the first commandment?
You shall have no other gods.
And what does this mean?
We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things.
One of the things we emphasize at Trinity Lutheran is to make sure that they understand what they're memorizing. You can memorize the whole Bible, like some of the scribes and Pharisees had, and still not know its meaning. When Jesus came, they rejected him. He said, you search the whole scriptures, and yet here I am, and you don't understand the scriptures. We're talking about me. So I'm going to ask them one other commandment. What is the fifth commandment?
You shall not murder.
Yes, I was taught, thou shalt not kill. And when I first heard they had changed it to murder, I didn't like that very much, because I thought, well, people may still kill by sin and not think it's murder, and so therefore they think that's okay. But the word murder has a special meaning, and the person we're going to ask about that is none other than Casey. Casey, what does murder mean?
Murdering someone is to kill someone without God's permission.
All right, would you say that once more?
Murdering someone is killing a person without God's permission.
That is excellent, because that means that we can kill a chicken and eat it because we have God's permission. You can go to war, and at times you might have to fight there. That's with God's permission. Trinity Lutheran Church, though, and I've been working with them just a few months, I'm really amazed how much the parochial school teachers and helpers have them do in the church. You will have remembered that not long ago I was talking about a little baby, 9-month-old Zachary Broker, and that he had a heart transplant. Well, this was really a miracle. And the heart, the last I heard, is being accepted by the body. Well, we have a wonderful girls' volleyball team, and they decided at their last volleyball game to have a celebration of the successful surgery of Zachary. And so I'm going to ask Maddie if she could just say a little bit about what that occasion was.
On October 6th, Zachary received a new heart. He is doing well and just had his second biopsy. Please continue to pray that there is no rejection and that this body will not reject his new heart.
Yes, that's very good, because he'll be under doctor care the rest of his life with certain medicine and this sort of thing. But at this point, I understand the first biopsy went very well, and so we're looking forward to him to going to Trinity School, because his sibling is going there also, and perhaps he'll be playing basketball, volleyball, or whatever. Do you have anything to add to that event, Emma?
On October 19th, we had a Redout volleyball game and raised over $1,100 for the Broker family. We ask that everyone continue to pray for the Brokers, as well as the family who chose to give life when they had a choice to give Zachary a new heart.
Yes. So we really appreciate those who contributed to that. And by the way, Maddie, did the volleyball girls win that day?
Yes, we won.
Yes. They played three games. They lost the first one. And they did it on purpose because they didn't want to make the other team feel bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went out there and told them that I had put a hex on the other team. And, of course, they won the next two games. So, but nobody thanked me for that. Why didn't you thank me?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. This is great. All righty. One of the things they do at Trinity, and I was really happy with this, is they have the students sing in church, and they're going to be doing a Christmas play and this sort of thing. I visited about 400 churches during the last 19 years with my work with Concordia Mission Society, and a number of times children sing, and I can only think of a handful of times when their voices were really loud, and boy, it was just really interesting. The last church I helped out with, Emmanuel Lutheran in Olivet, they have a tremendous kids who are singing. So what I've asked to happen right now is we're going to have both Casey, who has a good voice, and Michaela, right? Yes. To start a song. And then, guess what? The whole group is going to join together. So, if you two would begin with your mouth close to the microphone.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
And that was begun by Casey and Michaela. And we sure appreciate that. Right now, we're going to have some other people sit in your chairs. So we've got 11 of these confirmands here. And we wanted to give everybody an opportunity who wanted to speak on the microphone. Because, you know, Law and Gospel is heard by over 8 or 9 people. One of the teachers told me, though, that their parents are listening. So we're probably up to 12 for this particular program. At any rate, what I want to do is take a look about another item that is really becoming important at the Trinity Lutheran this coming week. And I believe Nate is going to talk about a sausage dinner. Nate? Okay, go ahead. Who's going to do the sausage? What day is the sausage dinner going to be held? And put your mouth about 3 inches from the microphone.
The sausage supper is going to be held on Sunday, November 13th, 2016.
And the time? What time does it start?
It starts at 12, and it goes. All right, it starts at 12, and it goes to 6 p.m.
Yes, and there's also carryout. At Trinity Lutheran Church, the church is divided from the school in distance, and so if you're going to want to eat there, we want you to come to the school. It's on Highway 94. Just get at the corner of 370 and 94, and then it's 5 miles from that corner. So if you get off on Highway 370, you turn left and just stay on 94, and you'll run into the school. But if you want to have takeout, then you go on another, about half mile to the church, and behind the church is a garage, and they sell takeout there. There are a number of people who come, Nate. Do you think there's over 20 people who come to eat?
No.
Oh, so not even 20 come up?
No, more.
Oh, more. Yes, that's very good. I'm just pulling your leg. Yeah, we sometimes will. I think they told me last year there were 1,800 people who ended up coming up. All right. What I'm going to ask next is, do you like going to Trinity Lutheran Church? Noah?
Yes, I like going to Trinity Lutheran Church in school. It's a lot of fun, and we learn a lot.
Yes, in fact, I think you were at the all-nighter last Friday.
Yes, I was.
What did they do there?
We played hide-and-seek. We did a murder mystery. We also had a bonfire. We did a Project Linus, which we made blankets for sick kids. And we watched a movie.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about the school?
No, thanks.
Okay, that's fine. All righty. What I want to ask now is, Owen, is what are your favorite subjects at the school?
Probably math or science.
Ooh, you like math and science?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were my worst. That's why I became a pastor, because I wasn't very good at math. And as a pastor, you don't need to know mathematics very good. So I'm pretty happy about that. So what kind of teachers do you have there? Are they good teachers?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, they're pretty good. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have Mrs. Loeffler, Mrs. Chapin, and Miss Greeter.
And then you also have helpers, don't you?
Yeah, we have Miss Beckman and Miss Megan.
Yes, in fact, I was told that the classes have more teachers and helpers per student than any other school in the surrounding area. And in fact, Trinity is kind of interesting. If you're a member of Trinity, the tuition is free. And that's really unusual these days. But we want people to definitely have their children attending parochial school, although a number of families have home education, and then a number of others have reading done by their children and this sort of thing. So what we're asking about now is, when you go to Trinity, nobody lives near a house near there where you just walk. Anybody live near a house where you can walk to church? No, because we're in a rural area. What happened around us recently with the farmers? What were they doing?
Taking down the crops.
Yes, taking down the crops, harvesting the crops. And there were a whole bunch of crops, namely corn and then beans. And I was sitting with the secretary one day. We were looking out the window. I couldn't believe how wide, what do they call those machines?
Combines.
Yeah, combines were in going through a field. It was a large field, and they did the whole field in less than an hour. So we're praying that the prices were good for the farmers who did that. We thank God particularly for the rain, etc. Now, we've just finished talking about the Ten Commandments. So let me see who I'm going to ask. I'm trying to see who's sitting here at a mic. Oh, yes. All righty. What do you do to get to heaven?
You believe in God and be baptized.
Very good. Do you get to heaven by obeying the commandments?
No, even though God still wants you to.
Yes. That's a really important distinction, that when you obey the commandments, God still wants you to obey them, but not to get to heaven. Do we have anybody here who was adopted? Oh, yeah. Noah.
No.
You weren't adopted. You should have been adopted. Yes. When you got adopted, what did you do to get adopted?
Nothing.
That's
really.
Right. That's really an important point. That you don't do anything. By the way, that was Owen, who was adopted. And that's what God has done for you, that you are brought into the family of God by adoption. What does a baby do to get adopted?
Nothing.
Exactly. So that's a really important point. We're going to be starting now with the creeds, specifically the Apostles' Creed we want to take a look at. And so when we talk about the Apostles' Creed, there's three parts to it. And who is talking, being talked about in those three parts? Let's see. Yeah, just speak into the mic.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yes. The first one, I believe in God the Father Almighty. The second one, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son. And the third one is, I believe in the Holy Spirit. And we're going to examine that because it's not enough to have it memorized, as I said before. It's more importantly that one needs to take a look what God has to say about these items. Now, I'm going to try it with another commandment. You ready for this? What is the third commandment? Everybody out loud.
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Yes. Now, is the Sabbath day Saturday?
No.
A lot of people think it's the Sabbath day because it was part of the rule in the third commandment in Exodus 20 that you shall not work on the Sabbath day, which was the seventh day. But that wasn't part of the moral law. That was part of the ceremonial law. When was the last time at Trinity that we put a lamb on the altar and sacrificed it? Did we ever do that?
No.
I can't.
You can't remember? Oh, really? No.
Might have.
We don't do that because it's part of the ceremonial laws. And those are all gone because Jesus fulfilled them for us. And therefore, if you don't have to obey the commandments to get to heaven, why would you want to obey the commandments? Anybody got an answer? Go ahead.
Because it pleases God.
Excellent. You see, do you have to obey the rules in your family in order to be the children of your parents?
No.
So why do you obey them?
Because they want you to.
Yes, they want you to. It pleases them. And this is the way that Christianity works. So what we have here is an understanding of the Christian faith that you are learning in confirmation. And when you get confirmed, then you're able to go to the Lord's Supper. Now, we haven't talked about the Lord's Supper much, but it's going to be an occasion when you will be receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to explain that more to you and this sort of thing. One of the tougher commandments is the eighth commandment, and it's against bearing false what?
Testimony.
Can you ever break that commandment by telling the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to answer that one? Go ahead.
You could tell the truth to, like, they would tell you a secret, and then you could tell it to somebody else.
Yes, that's exactly correct. What I'd like you to do is let Alex sit down there, because Alex is one of our students in grade 8, and so I'm just going to ask you a simple question, Alex. Start by saying, memorizing the book of Romans. You got that memorized?
No.
Oh, I'm only kidding. Yes. I don't even have it memorized. So, and I've been a pastor for 40 years. So, what's your most favorite class at school?
Probably either math or PE.
I saw something when I walked in there about a month ago, and there were, it was really odd. It looked like there were robots. What was that all about?
I don't know.
Well, they were making robots, weren't they?
Oh, we did this robotic week where...
They call it robotic week?
Yeah.
And what do you do during that week?
Build robots with different sorts of Legos and EV3 bricks.
Yes. What was the one you built? You remember?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
We worked together to build a robot that we called a Ribbit.
Oh, so the two of you worked together. Ribbit, what did it do?
It just rolled around.
Oh, it rolled around?
It hit other people's robots.
It hits other people's robots. Yeah, that sounds like the class I teach. You like rolling around and hitting other people. It's robots. Ahem. What did it look like? Was it a fire machinery? Or just a kind of a robot thing?
It just looked like a robot.
Yes, yes. So we're coming up to Christmas, and I understand that you're going to also be having a Christmas worship service with a parochial school, and that's going to be held the Sunday before Christmas in the evening. So if anybody is interested in coming, are you already practicing the hymns and such?
We started practicing them in music.
Oh, excellent. Yes, and I think I saw the item. You got a Joy to the World in it? Yeah, so it looks like it's a really good one. It's going to have the stable, etc. You know, we're living in a country today where a lot of people don't like you as Christians because they don't believe that Jesus was really born or that he died on the cross for your sins. But is that something that you believe?
Yes.
Yes. That Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. You are not saved by the works you do. You're saved instead by the faith you have. Who gave you that faith?
Jesus.
Yes. And he sent another comforter. What was his name that he sent? It's the third person of the Trinity.
The Holy Spirit.
Exactly. So you do not take credit for any good works that you do because we don't even call them good works. We call them fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that means that these are works you do that out of love for Jesus, like coming to the studio here. Were some of you kind of nervous about coming here?
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what you were going to do, but your teachers are very good, and they got you prepared. And right after this, we're going to be going to chapel, and then you're going to be taking a tour of this International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Do you understand what that means, the International Center? This is the headquarters of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm is a part of that group. We have over 6,000 congregations. One of the things that we're doing in class, we're trying to make a game. And the game is something, it's a video, and a bunch of answers come on the screen with a question, and then you have to answer the right question, or give the right answer, I should say, and the wrong answers go away. I know the first time you did that, some of you only got about 50%, but now the third time we've done it, everybody got them all right. This is on the Ten Commandments. Did you enjoy putting that together?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to be also doing it on the Creed. And if that happens, we're going to sell it to congregations for $50 each. And if 6,000 buy them, guess how much money you make? Oh, don't take out your phones. You can't do 50 to...
Oh,
300,000.
Yeah. Oh.
And so one of you suggested that would be nice to divide up among the 11 of you. Well, I guess we're not going to be doing that. If we do this, the money, if any, comes in, we'll go to the school. But what's one of the things you wouldn't mind seeing?
Bleachers.
Yeah, bleachers. Right now, when you have volleyball games, basketball games, chairs come out, and... part of the thing is it's difficult to have bleachers. It cuts off some of the room. And, for example, this coming Sunday, you're going to need all the room you have because people come from all over Orchard Farm, St. Charles, St. Louis. In fact, I heard yesterday people drive from Oklahoma in order to have the sausage. In fact, I was on the in the office because Cindy, our regular secretary, was gone for a few days. And I was getting phone calls, people saying, how can we order this sausage? And then there was a gentleman I would phone and give him their phone number, and he would phone them and make sure that was going on. Are any of you going to be helping out with the sausage? Yeah, that's good. Noah, you put your hand up.
Yeah.
I thought you were babysitting.
I wanted to be.
Oh, okay. So, anybody got anything else that they want to ask or say? You have 7 seconds. Let's all say together what school you're from. You're from
Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm.
Thank you very much. And I'm Tom Baker. Tomorrow, we're going to have Wes Reimnitz on with me. We may be talking a little bit about the election, but we are going to be also having an open mic Friday if you have any questions. And if anybody would like a CD of what we just went on with the children, email me at lawngospel@lawngospel101.com. Till tomorrow, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.